top of mind. The Clarity Act enters its make or break 4 weeks before the August 7th recess, and the political math has deteriorated sharply. Trump's $1.16b in disclosed crypto income has hardened Democratic opposition, Warren, Murphy, Van Hollen demanding ethics guardrails. Galaxy cut passage odds to 50%. Polymarket sits, 39 to 48%, down from 74% a month ago. The bill needs 60 Senate votes, meaning 7-plus Democrats, but Graham's death and McConnell's hospitalization narrow Republican room for error. White House crypto czar Patrick Witt departs July 27th for military training, removing the bill's chief negotiator mid-sprint. Passage this, Congress is plausible, but no longer probable. Market structure. BTC trades $62,564,000 after June CPI came in at 0.4% MoM, 3.5% YOY, biggest monthly drop since April 2020, sparking a 2% plus intraday bounce. Geopolitical drag from the US-Iran Strait of Hormuz standoff and oil above $80 kept gains capped. The weekly range was $61,600-$64,700. ETF flows remain fragile. 425 meters in single-day outflows. Monday reversed the prior week's 197 method inflow that had snapped an 8-week losing streak. YTD net outflows stand at 5.8B. June alone bled 451B, a monthly record. CryptoQuant's bull score index sits at 20, below the 40 threshold associated with bearish conditions. Exchange whale ratio at 0.99, 99% of BTC exchange inflows from the 10 largest transfers, historically a bearish signal. A dormant wallet active since BTC was $6,500 moved 188 MERS. 2,931 BTC on-chain. Exchange destination unconfirmed. Weekly death cross confirmed on BTC's 5,100-week SMAs. Last occurrence was September 2022, months before the prior bear market bottom. Traders split, some read it as a late-cycle signal, others target $57,800 on a flush. Policy and institutions. Circle, CRCL, received final OCC approval for Circle National Trust, a national trust bank that will custody USDC reserves under federal fiduciary standards. CRCL, plus 13% intraday, settled, subprobile 5%. Mizuho simultaneously downgraded CRCL to underperform $50 target on open USD competition and Coinbase revenue share renewal risk. Bernstein and William Blair remain bullish. Sources disagree on whether Circle's moat is durable. Trump financial disclosures show 116B+ in 2025 crypto income, 527 at up World Liberty financial token sales, 635 by Moderna, celebration coins, royalties. Five senior Senate Democrats called for committee hearings, conflicts of interest framing, now the central obstacle to Clarity Act passage. Japan's parliament passed amendments to the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act, reclassifying crypto as a financial product, capping tax at 20% from 55%, and laying groundwork for domestic spot crypto ETFs, effective January 2028. US government moved 297 meddlers in seized BTC, 3,940 BTC, and ETH, 30,014 ETH, to Coinbase Prime. Galaxy's Alex Thorne identified funds as from Zanaxman, Abor, BTC, AE, and Oracle fraud cases, not strategic reserve coins. Transfer to Coinbase Prime is custody consolidation. Sale not confirmed. Network and industry. CleanSpark signed a 6.6B, 20-year AI data center lease at its Sandersville, GA campus, 175 MB IT load, first delivery Q4 2027. A Texas portfolio LOI covers up to 885 MW. Stock plunged 20% pre-market, closed plunged 9%. CleanSpark holds 13,924 BTC and 50 EHS hash rate, a record. Strategy, MSTR, raised 467 MRs via common stock ATM sales, third straight week without a BTC purchase. Cash reserve now 3BR, 20 months of 1.76B annual obligations. MSTR, 4% on the filing, down 38% YTD, sitting 10.7B underwater on its 843,775 BTC stack. Stand chart calls selling mostly noise, maintains 100K year-end target, securities fraud investigation by Rosen Law Firm covering MSTR, STRF, STRC, STRK, STRD, is single-sourced and unconfirmed. BIP 110, proposal to limit ordinals, non-monetary data, has 1% block period support. Activation requires 55%. Saylor and Adamback publicly oppose it. Ordinals activity near all-time lows at 10K day versus 400K plus peak. Bitcoin Core 31.1 released, fixes IP leak in, private broadcast, chain state compaction, MuSig WATU key aggregation, and proxy handling in V2 P2P transport. Macro linkages, June CPI 0.4% MAOM, largest drop since April 2020, driven by energy 5.7% and gasoline 9.7%, directly drove BTC's bounce towards 64K Tuesday. CME FedWatch still prices a 25 BP hike at September FOMC. July hold now consensus. Core CPI at 2.6% YOY keeps a hike on the table, limiting the relief rally. US-Iran Strait of Hormuz closure pushed WTI back above $80, reviving inflation fears that sent BTC towards 62K on Monday, open and kept risk assets in a defensive posture. Crude reversing the June energy drop would feed directly into the inflation metric the Fed is watching. Standouts. Japan's krill launched BTC-backed loans up to 6.2 hammermetons at 3.5 to 7% annually. Expands a thin domestic regulated crypto lending market. UK HMRC published no gain, no loss. DeFi lending add liquidity pool tax treatment, effective April 2027, affects Baba 700K individuals. OFAC froze 131 million in USDT across Tron wallets linked to Iran's central bank and IRGC, with Tether executing the freeze. Binance is exiting EU client services after failing to obtain a MiCA license, material for European Bitcoin market liquidity. Single-sourced FT paywalled.